KSPT 1400, KBFI 1450, North Idaho's radio.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
All right. Hi again, everybody, and welcome back aboard the Local Hour here on my favorite two radio stations in the entire nation. Of course, 1400 AM KSBT in somewhat sunny Sandpoint, and 1450 AM KBFI in always beautiful Bonner's Ferry, where it is a beautiful day. And wait till tomorrow. It's going to be pushing 80 degrees tomorrow.
Wait a second. This show airs in Bonner's Ferry?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Dude.
Dude.
Especially on Wednesdays. It's North Idaho Wednesday, North Idaho Hump Day. Time for yet another edition of Ricky's Top 10, the practically weekly radio talk show where we put together a top 10 list on a subject that is at least somewhat pertinent to what's going on in that particular week. And what's going on this week? Well, more specifically, what's going on today in particular? Well, if you look at your calendar, I'll pause while you go in the
All right, give me a second.
Other room, look at your calendar.
Okay, got
You'll
it.
Notice today is the 5th day of May. Si, senor, it's Cinco de Mayo, one of the great, great holidays of the year. So today we'll be talking about exactly what Cinco de Mayo is, how it's celebrated in Mexico and in the United States and Canada. Very much different celebrated outside of Mexico than it is in Mexico. Kind of like St. Patrick's Day is more of a religious holiday in Ireland, and it's a party holiday here in the United States, which I'm not complaining. So our top 10 today will be our top 10 favorite Mexican things. It could be food. It could be drink. It could be Spanish subtitled movies. You name it. In fact, I was watching a movie on Netflix last night, and the subtitles came on. I didn't even ask them to, and they were in Spanish.
Whoa.
Didn't know if that was like a joke or a... I think this is a joke, too. What's happening in my headset?
Oh, do you hear something in your headset?
I like it. Yeah, tequila. We'll be talking about tequila today, too. And with us today, freshly back from a three-week Mexican vacation, we have Ricky with us. And
it was very close to Mexico. It was about 2 hours north of Mexico.
You were out in the desert. That's Mexico as far as I'm concerned.
I mean, technically, if you ask most Mexicans and Mexican-Americans that I have spoken to, California is Mexico. We just took it from them.
Well, Southern California.
Yes. Yeah.
That's for sure. Anyway, so I think we'll call it La Ricarda's Top 10 today. Does that work for you?
Yeah, sure.
Or are we going to stick with Ricky's? Anyway, what else is going on? Of course, Mother's Day. I guess we could have done it on a Mother's Day show, but kind of a sore subject. sorry about that. Moms out there, or if you know a mom out there and you want to go to Silverwood this weekend, yeah, they opened last week. Moms are free.
Whoa.
I don't know how you identify yourself. I really do have kids.
Yeah. But,
anyway,
I'll
it's
show you
moms.
The scars.
Moms go for free to Silverwood. So that's cool. Farmers Market returned to Sandpoint. It opened up last Saturday, probably the warmest, sunniest opening day I can remember.
Yeah.
In Farmers Market.
One of my favorite all time Sandpoint bands playing.
Oh. Boca, they call
Boca,
themselves.
Yeah.
Ben Olson and Katie Archer.
Yep.
And they're starting their Wednesday market today. What time is it on?
3 to 5:30.
3 to 5:30 on Wednesdays and 9 to 1 on Saturdays.
Exactly.
So, and there were surprisingly a lot of seasonal stuff already, you know, like veggie starts and stuff last week. So it's starting off with a bang. Good year for Farmers Market in Sandpoint at Farm and Park, right in the heart of town. What else is going on? Well, of course, we had guests from the Sandpoint Senior Center with us last week announcing that in the Daybreak Center, you can get a two-hour free visit. So if you have a loved one who is considering spending some time at the Daybreak Center, or if you're a caregiver and need a break, just go check it out. Call them first and set up an appointment, but a two-hour free visit to see how you like it. Also, Bridge and Pinochle and Bingo is all back live and in person. Bingo is Wednesdays at 6 o'clock. Of course, they also have their in-person lunches Monday through Thursday and in-person breakfast 8:30 on Fridays. You do need to call ahead of time They still are limited to 40 people. 263-6860. POAC is bringing back their art classes to the Senior Center. That's Thursdays from 1 to 3. It is absolutely free. I know it's a big hit with a lot of seniors. And they're starting creative writing on Tuesdays at 6 in the evening. And that starts next Tuesday. And there is a slight charge for that. That's $10. So,
man, I want to retire. That sounds great.
Yeah. So you can go to the Senior Center now.
Yeah.
You don't have to be, you know, my age. Anyway, that's going on there. Speaking of seniors, a grad night.
I get it. I see what you do.
The Sandpoint High School seniors grad night is coming up June the 11th from 8 until midnight. That's the good news. They're doing it in person at Bonner County Fairgrounds. The bad news is, unfortunately, the traditional fundraising didn't take place. Usually you fundraise for about a year. Mm-hmm. I mean, grad night's a big deal, right? You want to make it as fun as possible, especially this particular class, which has kind of gotten the short end of the pandemic stick.
Totally.
And so... This is their senior. We're going to make it as special as possible, but they need cash donations, if possible. And they're looking for suggested donations of camp chairs, coffee makers, water bottles, just things that are kind of fun they use for prizes for senior night.
Yeah, you can drop cash and prizes off at my house. That would be great.
Okay, now that you volunteered for that, you can drop it off at the Greater Sandpoint Area Chamber of Commerce, and they will deliver it to the fairgrounds for you.
No.
Or you can call Darcy at the fairgrounds for more information, and that is
263-8414.
Nice. 263-8414. It is Cinco de Mayo. I've had my Mexican breakfast and lunch already today, and it will probably hit jalapenos for a cerveza or dos this afternoon. Anyway, it's Ricky's Top 10. It's going to be all about Cinco de Mayo, so if I were you, I would stick around.
Have you visited Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet lately? They have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, and they now stock ammo and knives as well. Of course, Grunberg Schloss carries U.S. and world coins and paper money, gold and silver, bullion, jewelry, and more. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 5 on Triangle Drive just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Call 208-263-6060. Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet, 263-6060.
Over the past year, we've all learned just how important it is to embrace the things we care so much about. This Mother's Day, make sure the mom in your life knows just how much she means. Hi, this is Jason, the CEO of OnTrack Lawn and Landscape, inviting you to our garden center in Ponderay. Our new garden center has everything to make this Mother's Day the most memorable yet. Pick out a colorful hanging basket or a beautiful fruit tree that will be sure to bring a smile to mom's face for years to come. Stop in soon for the best selection. OnTrack Garden Center is located across from Papa Murphy's in Ponderay on Highway 95.
You can protect yourself and your loved ones by getting the COVID-19 vaccine. The vaccine's been tested. It's proving to be very safe and effective. And hundreds of thousands of Idahoans have gotten the vaccine because it works. The COVID vaccine is the best shot we have to stop the spread, so we can keep our kids in the classroom, protect jobs, save lives, and keep our families and communities safe. Sign up at covidvaccine.idaho.gov.
Hi, this is Darcy Smith from the Bonner County Fairgrounds. Grad night preparations are in place for the Sandpoint High School graduating class of 2021, but we need your help. Unfortunately, our traditional fundraising for this great event did not happen, but we can still make this a very memorable evening. You can help with monetary or prize donations. Contact me at the fairgrounds or by email at darcy.smith@bonnercountyid.gov. Help us make grad night memorable for this special class.
ADHD. It's the child who can't pay attention or sit still in school, right? The answer may be yes. Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder, or ADHD, can be complicated and it can last a lifetime. Living with a condition can sometimes be a challenge. It may take years to accept a formal diagnosis, and it's not always easy to find the right treatment plan. Did you know that up to 75% of children and adolescents with ADHD have at least one additional mental health condition that also requires a comprehensive approach to treatment? ADHD guidelines were recently updated to reflect the need to screen for associated disorders. Be sure to talk with your child's doctor about proper screening and visit moretoadhd.com for additional information. That's moretoadhd.com. This message has been brought to you in partnership with ADA, ACO, and CHAD.
97.1 FM and 1450 AM, 1400 AM, North Idaho's radio.
All right, we are back. Ricky's top 10 for today. We're celebrating Cinco de Mayo, so happy Cinco de Mayo.
Thank you. Gracias.
Nice of you to wear a bright green dress yes. In honor of St. Patrick's Day. But Cinco de Mayo, I remember you had your own radio show at one time mm-hmm. and you were talking about the history of Cinco de Mayo because it's not that big a deal in Mexico. In mm-hmm. fact, most people in Mexico it's not even a paid holiday.
It's not a national holiday. There are no banks closed. There's nothing going on in there in Mexico that would make you want to celebrate this day. It's mostly in the region, like the state of Puebla, where the battle took place that we are celebrating.
So what is that battle? And what really is Cinco de Mayo?
I think it was the Battle of Puebla. It was the French came in. There were three European countries that Mexico owed money to. And so they decided to wage war against Mexico because they wouldn't pay off their debts. And they made a deal with – it was Spain and one other country. And they made a deal with them and they left. But France was under Napoleon and decided that they were just going to take over this part of Mexico. And so they decided to wage war and had 6,000 troops. And this didn't even win the war, this battle that we're celebrating today. All it did was bolster the Mexican – like they won it by a lot – and it just bolstered the Mexican troops to say, like, hey, we can do this. And so they just kept fighting after this and then eventually won the war. So really, it's not that significant. It's a part of Mexican history, but it's not that significant of a holiday in reality.
So you were telling me before we came on that the French were heavily favored in this battle.
Yes.
In fact, I looked it up, and in Las Vegas, they were heavy, heavy betting favorites. to beat the Mexican team.
Point out this was in the 1860s, early 1800s.
Yeah, well, it was until after the Civil War that Americans, especially in the Southwest, in Southern California and Arizona and New Mexico, mm-hmm. started celebrating it as if kind of like Americans took over St. Patrick's Day.
Exactly.
And then, it was a more respectful celebration for the honor of Mexican fighting towards independence,
right.
But it's not Independence Day,
no.
Which they had already gotten like 50 years before this battle. But it was back in like in the 50s and 60s mm-hmm. where American, mostly beer companies, shocking, started really promoting their Mexican beers
yeah.
and having a Cinco de Mayo party.
Exactly.
And turned it into the party that it is today.
And it is a good thing for Mexican Americans to have a day of recognition. So I think that part of the celebration is always great. But much like St. Patrick's Day, we've sort of bastardized this holiday and just turned it into a drinking holiday, which is fine. I'm good with that.
Oh, any time to, just have a party. But it really started in the 1940s. Took off during the beginning of the Chicano movement.
Mm.
And the holiday crossed over from California into the rest of the United States in the 50s and 60s. And I'm reading this off Wikipedia right now.
Okay.
Especially, it was beer companies who started promoting it heavily. And in fact, in most, they sell as much beer in the United States and Canada
mm-hmm.
on Cinco de Mayo as they do on Super Bowl Sunday
wow.
or St. Patrick's Day. In fact, in 2013, here's a little known fact for you,
uh-huh.
$600 million worth of beer was purchased on Cinco de Mayo, which breaks any Super Bowl record.
Wow. That's shocking.
That's
but
huge.
How many chicken wings did they sell?
I don't know. Let's see. There was the professor of ethnic studies at Washington State University right here down the road in Pullman studied the cultural impact of Cinco de Mayo north of the border. And they said the biggest parties are in Los Angeles, not surprisingly. Fiesta Broadway is something that happens in L.A., and it brings the celebration to the world. And they had crowds at one time at the celebration of 500,000 people. Good Lord. People got to get out of there. I hope they're all vaccinated. Anyway, around the world in Canadian pubs, they play Mexican music and serve Mexican food and drink, which is, There's skydiving club near Vancouver holds a Cinco de Mayo skydiving event.
Wow.
I mean, whoever thought of, hey, it's Cinco de Mayo, let's go skydiving.
Yeah, that feels unnecessary.
I don't know. They celebrated also in the Cayman Islands and the Caribbean. Mm. They have an air guitar Cinco de Mayo celebration in the Caribbean.
Interesting.
It's getting out of hand here.
Yeah.
Brisbane, Queensland, Australia celebrates Cinco de Mayo with an annual Mexican festival. London, England now celebrates, as they do in New Zealand, Lagos, Nigeria, Paris now.
Wow.
Speaking of Paris, now it was the Mexican army against the French army. What if the French had won?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, would Joel's right here in Sandpoint be selling pastries instead of tacos?
I can't even imagine. There was a Monarca, a Mexican bakery in my neighborhood for a while in L.A., and it was very good, totally different style of pastry than French pastry. So that would have been very interesting, combining those two styles.
I didn't know there was such a thing.
I got to say also the worst Mexican food I've ever had was in Germany. They don't believe in spice, so it was very bland and not authentic.
Yeah, I remember, you know, when your cousin Steffi from mm-hmm. Munich came to live with us when she was in high school, and yes, she knew nothing about spicy foods. I made the blandest enchiladas of all time, and the poor little blonde-haired, blue-eyed girl turned bright red. Smoke was coming out of her ears like in cartoons.
Yeah. It was bad.
I don't think she ever ate dinner again. Anyway, so it's going to be our top 10 things, all things Cinco de Mayo. And so you have a list. I have a list. And I think there are probably going to be a lot of crossover today, I would imagine. But I don't know. We won't. Let's just start our list after this break. Let's do this.
Okay, a quick shout out. Okay. Yesterday was my friend Justin Landis's birthday, so I just wanted to say happy birthday to him. Cuatro de Mayo, as he calls it.
Cuatro de Mayo, May the 4th be with you.
Yes.
Stuff like that.
It was not a Star Wars themed birthday party, and I give him a very hard time about that.
All right. With that having been said, we will be right back with Ricky's Top 10, so stick around.
Hi, this is Shane from North Island Collision in Bonner's Ferry, here to talk to you today about aftermarket parts. Did you know that around 85% of all insurance estimates are written to include aftermarket parts on your car? Many of these parts are made in China. Not only do they fit poorly and offer minimal corrosion protection, but they can also void your warranty. Here at North Island Collision, not only do we think this is wrong, but we're doing something about it. That's why we're proud to introduce our new comp program. Here's how it works. If your insurance company is only willing to pay for aftermarket parts, our comp program will cover the cost to use original manufacturer parts. If you drive a Ford, we're going to use Ford parts. If it's a Toyota, Toyota parts. You get the picture. So combined with the great quality and customer service you're already accustomed to at North Idaho Collision, our comp program is just another way we're looking out for you, this time in an unprecedented way. Some exclusions may apply, but not many. Remember, it's always your choice where you get your vehicle repaired. So tell your insurance company, I'm going to North Idaho Collision in Bonner's Ferry. Thank you for your time, and we look forward to serving you.
Over the years, Wilson Law Firm has become very well established and is one of the most technologically advanced practices in North Idaho. They're able to address all your legal needs, including wills, probates and estates, family law, criminal and civil law, traffic accidents, environmental and water law, corporate and governmental law, and property law. Best of all, Wilson Law offers digital remote services to suit your needs from the comfort, safety, and security of your own home. Wilson Law Firm in Bonner's Ferry. Check out their Facebook page.
BF Quick Lube at the top of the South Hill does more than just lubes and oil changes. They do them quick. Just stop by or call and make an appointment at 208-267-7481. Along with regular maintenance, BF Quick Lube can handle most of your other auto repairs. BF Quick Lube would like to take this time to say thank you to each of their customers for putting their trust and support in their services year after year. For a quick lube and oil change and so much more, visit your friends at BF Quick Lube on the South Hill in Bonner's Ferry.
If you're looking for employment in Sandpoint, Trinity at City Beach is gearing up for our 2021 season and is looking for hardworking, motivated, community-minded individuals to join our team. Trinity will be hiring dining room, lounge, and kitchen staff for a fast-paced, high-volume environment on the shores of Lake Ponderay. If you're interested in joining our team, please drop off your application and resume to Trinity at City Beach between 11 a.m. and 9 p.m. Hiring and training starts now. Stop in soon. Trinity at City Beach, 208-255-7558.
Hi, this is Darcy Smith from the Bonner County Fairgrounds. Grad night preparations are in place for the Sandpoint High School graduating class of 2021, but we need your help. Unfortunately, our traditional fundraising for this great event did not happen, but we can still make this a very memorable evening. You can help with monetary or prize donations. Contact me at the fairgrounds or by email at darcy.smith@bonnercountyid.gov. Help us make grad night memorable for this special class.
Missed a noon hour? Check out the audio at our new website, NorthIdahoRadio.com.
All right, we are back. Ricky's Top 10. Happy Cinco de Mayo, everybody. And do you want me to go first?
I would love for you to go first.
Okay, my number 10, and this is one I can't really expand on too much because one of my favorite things, we're just talking about things Mexican and in Spanish, are Spanish cuss words. I really didn't know many of them until I got into high school.
Yeah.
And I learned a lot of them.
Yep.
And I found them hysterical and totally cool. It just sounds so much more crueler and pointed than in English.
All the Spanish words that I knew when I moved to Los Angeles as a teenager, I had gotten from you saying in the kitchen, and they were all bad words.
Yeah.
Like people would start using them around and be like, oh, what does that mean? Bob Woody would always say that. And it was
when I got cut my finger or slammed my thumb with a hammer, then they come out.
Yeah.
So I prefer them over the English version. So that's my number 10.
That's a good one. I like it. My number 10 is the food. I love Mexican food. We grew up on Mexican food. In particular, I love tacos. We always had, made tortillas for a while when I was young. We had a tortilla press. You would fry them fresh and make all the fixings. I love everything about a taco. They're so easy. It's the perfect size. You can make them yourself, easy family dinner style taco bar kind of thing. I also wanted to talk about Grandma's Chile Relleno casserole that you make all the time. Super good. We haven't had it in a long time, but it's like a Chile Relleno, but a casserole. So you can keep eating it for days and days, and it's even better cold. It's one of those great dishes. And then Grandma also traditionally on every single family holiday would make tamales. I believe it was particularly a Thanksgiving thing, Grandma's tamales?
Christmas Eve.
Very good. Amazingly delicious.
She's from an Irish family, Irish Catholic family, who loved Mexican food.
We grew up in a Mexican neighborhood in East LA. Yeah. So, it all makes sense. But yes, she was very, we grew up eating Mexican food. It's my favorite.
Well, you know, that's a spoiler. My number 8, 7, and 6 were are Mexican food.
Oh,
so I'll get those out now. I don't mean to give anybody a free plug, but I had a couple of tacos from Joel's today. Mm-hmm. I will go to Jalapeno's later this afternoon and get some chips and probably a couple of draft beers and things like that. But there's also, I know you have several friends who love La Carina in the food court, Oak Street Food Court, which is very, very authentic street tacos and stuff. And pretty spicy, too, if you like that. It's worth giving it a try. And there's also Fiesta Bonita out in Ponderay.
Yeah.
And lots of other restaurants around will be having Mexican food specials today. There's good Mexican food in Bonner's Ferry as well.
Yeah.
So
excellent.
And Mexican food, you know, it's just always like enchiladas, tacos, taquitos, burritos. They're all pretty much the same thing, just in different forms.
Well, it's exactly like Italian food. It's all the same thing. Like, you know, Italian is pasta and sauce and vegetables and then maybe meat. It's kind of the same thing in a different version. It's just like Mexican food is the same thing in a different version.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and it's just Mexican food is so versatile. Like, if you have – one of my favorite things is when I have leftover barbecue from the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I used to make an extra tri-tip or two just to make – tacos and enchiladas for all your kids to eat during the week because it goes in everything.
Mm-hmm.
And the same with chicken or anything that you have leftovers like that. So I'm getting hungry again. I just love Mexican food.
Me too.
It's
my favorite.
One of those things. So
what's your number 9?
Oh, my number 9. Thanks for asking. Piñatas.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I haven't done a piñata in maybe since we were kids in the Central Coast of California.
Yeah, you know, when I was a little kid, I was from this huge family, 9 kids, and pinatas, we did them, but I didn't know another family in our neighborhood who would even consider or wouldn't know what a pinata was till they came to one of our birthday parties. And, but then they got the surprise that all this candy came out.
That was the best part.
And it was kind of fun because you could, you know, take the bat and whack a friend on purpose and stuff. So, but then it just over the years, kind of like Cinco de Mayo in the United States, pinatas just became more and more, more popular. And what a perfect game for a kid's party.
Yeah.
It's, you know, you get, it's a little violent. It's colorful. You get rewarded with the candy at the end. It's a little competitive who actually does the whack that makes the candy come out.
Exactly.
And I don't know who invented it or how, but it was a great move by somebody.
Yeah, really great.
His probably name was, you know, Jose Pinata or something. I don't even know what pinata means. Anyway, that's my number nine. What's yours?
Mine is tequila.
Yeah.
Not my favorite of the boozes, of the hard liquors, but I don't mind it. I cannot, I won't, and I can't physically do a shot of tequila. I don't know how people do that. It just, I can't do it. But I do really enjoy a nice tequila cocktail. In fact, when I was in Palm Springs just this last, you know, month, I the one cocktail that I got myself was a margarita because I was at a very authentic Mexican restaurant. And I was like, well, I'm here for, you know, one day. I should have some tequila. So I had a margarita and it was delicious.
Yeah, that reminds me that my mother, bless her soul, she had her wake in a Mexican restaurant. To remind you, that's the last time I had a margarita.
Yeah, so. Casa Escobar.
Yeah.
It's my favorite.
So, yeah, you know, tequila is on my list as well, so might as well get that over with. You know, tequila sales during the pandemic went up almost 10% in the last 14 months. U.S. Consumption went up 10% between 2019 and 21. And it is the fastest growing spirit in the United States because of that. I guess a lot of people just took it out on tequila. But tell me something. I know you've partied a little bit in your life, as have I. Have you ever had a tequila shot night where the next day you woke up and thought, that was so much fun? I want to do that again.
Okay, so here's the best tequila day that I've had. It was Lori Shook's birthday, and I know that she is a twin. It was also her twin sister's birthday, but Caitlin was out of town.
On the same day?
Yes. So weird when that happens. So we threw Lori a birthday party, and we went out on their pontoon boat and made, we call them Radley Clunes. It's a Stiegel Radler, which I know is not Mexican, mixed with George Clooney's tequila. So we call it a Radley Clune. And it's a delicious cocktail. And we were drinking it on the boat all day. And then we, you know, went out downtown. Their parents just dropped us off from the boat. And we were walking around downtown and being, you know, young shenanigan idiots. And had this bottle of tequila with us that we kept swigging off of all night, you know, at all the bars. It was ridiculous. It was a terrible night, but it was so much fun. We didn't like speak to each other for 2 days afterwards because everyone was so hungover, but it was one of the hands down best nights I've ever had out in Sandpoint. It was really a great tequila day.
Well, you mentioned George Clooney, and he is a big part of the reason why tequila's popularity grew 10% during
the
pandemic.
He makes a good tequila.
Because him and the other celebrities endorsing tequila brands, hey, he had his own brand called Casa Amigos. He sold it to a other company for $1 billion.
Wow.
As if George Clooney needed any more money. He made $1 billion off of tequila. Funny thing is, though, he doesn't remember it. Just kidding. Since then, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Rita Ora, Nick Jonas, Toby Keith, and several others have all kicked off tequila brands in recent years. So they, a lot of people consider it a healthier option to, you know, traditional American or traditional hard alcohol.
Interesting.
It's more organic or whatever. But it's also really good for time traveling because you start doing shots, especially after drinking a lot of beer beforehand, and you probably won't remember a thing. So the next thing you know, it's tomorrow.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I call that time
I'm sure there's going to be quite a few people experiencing that.
So, take it away today. Because we've already covered my 876 and my number 5 was tequila. So I'm already down to 4. Where are you at?
I'm at number 9. So my number 8 is just the Mexican culture in general. I fell in love with it watching old movies like from the 40s and 50s. They just made Mexico look so beautiful. There's amazing art. I love the music that comes out of Mexico. I really like how deeply based in religion they are, but then also incredibly superstitious. And I think that's really interesting. Everything's sort of based on, I don't know why this didn't come out on my little notes here. Aztec and Mayan, and also European influences. Mm-hmm. So it has this weird kind of blend of everything. Just the colors of Mexico, like the mm-hmm. way they decorate and paint and their traditional costumes and all of that. Is just so fascinating to me, and I really, really appreciate, for somebody who's never been to Mexico, I really appreciate the Mexican culture in general.
Yeah, heavy Catholic population, mm-hmm. thanks to the missionaries that came over, you know, before a lot of the other white people came over. Yeah. And one of the great things that the missionaries and the Mexicans and Indians did way back in the 1700s was build the California missions.
Yeah.
And it's brilliant architecture. It's made out of straw and mud, mm-hmm. and the walls are like 3 feet thick.
Yeah.
And if you've ever been to one, like there's one right in the heart of downtown San Luis Obispo, which is my favorite mission. Mm-hmm. You could go in there on a 98-degree day, and there's no air conditioning inside that church, that right. mission. But you go in there, and it's 68 degrees.
It's freezing, yeah.
It's like it's amazing. It's genius. Mm-hmm. It's absolute genius. And it's a good way to get people to go to church, too. Like, exactly. It's cool in there. And they're beautiful. It was great architecture. Yeah. And to show you, it's, you know, they're hundreds and hundreds of years old, mm-hmm. and they're all in perfect condition and yeah. still standing. So,
amazing.
Yeah, you're right. And speaking of Mexico, I think there's a record number of Sandpoint people mm. who went on Mexican vacations this last winter.
Yeah. It's never ending. It's pretty funny.
And I don't recall that being that big a thing, you
no.
know, and that people were flocking to Mexico, I guess, is cheap and are
and you
inexpensive.
Could get, go there.
And it's
right.
absolute. The pictures we see on yeah. Facebook and stuff, just absolutely oh gorgeous and totally jealous of those
yeah,
people.
Me but, too.
And it was one place during the pandemic you could go. You
exactly.
can't go to Canada. You can't go to Europe.
Right.
So go to Mexico.
Go to Mexico.
Yeah.
So my number 7 is one of my favorite all-time TV shows, Murder, She Wrote. Had a 3-episode arc where Jessica Fletcher, Angela Lansbury's character, was in Mexico City. And it's some of my favorite episodes of Murder, She Wrote.
Took place in Mexico City?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I must have been Very drinking good. Tequila that time because I don't remember any of that.
Well,
did she drink tequila?
Probably, yeah. She know, you know, she
with
gets,
that
she goes
New
out.
England accent of
she
hers?
She gets around, yeah. It was probably the squarest, whitest version of Mexico City, but, you know, people got murdered, so it was pretty exciting.
Well, that's what she wrote about, yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, that's a good one.
Thank you, yeah. Should I do my number
yeah.
6?
Do your number
6. My number 6 is Selma Hayek, Mexican-American actress.
Oh.
She is from Mexico, but is a naturalized American citizen, so she
okay.
is from here now. And she is in some of my favorite movies, Banditas. It's her and Penelope Cruz.
Love Penelope Cruz.
Yeah, and this movie is amazing. And then Frida, she played Frida Kahlo in a movie. She was very good, Desperado. And then later in her career, she's done a bunch of, like, you know, and what's his name? Not Andy Samberg. I'm forgetting his name. But, you know, a bunch of those comedies. The guy, you know, he made the golf movie, Happy Gilmore.
Yeah, Happy Gilmore.
What's his name? I can't remember.
That guy.
Yeah, that guy. So she's in a bunch of, like, you know, bad sort of adult comedies. But
Adam
she doesn't.
Sandler.
Adam Sandler, thank you.
I just had to picture Saturday Night Live and it came back.
Yes, I couldn't get there. But she's been, like, producing and directing movies as well her whole career. She's really accomplished. But she doesn't have to do anything because she married a billionaire, a guy who owns, like, major fashion houses like Balenciaga and YSL. So she is one of the smartest, most accomplished women I have – and I've actually met her in person, so I can say that I've ever met. She's incredibly beautiful and accomplished and a bajillionaire.
Does she have, did she make $1 billion in one tequila deal like George Clooney did?
Probably not. But her daughter's going to be set for life.
Yeah, when George Clooney sold that tequila company for $1 billion, I wonder how he celebrated, with wine?
Probably.
Probably. Anyway, we're probably going to take our final break for today. It's Ricky's Top 10 here on KSBT, KBFI, also on NorthIdahoRadio.com. And we'll have our top five right after this.
It's the second week to save with Bi-Mart's latest savings book. You'll find 16 pages full of savings on items geared for your Northwest lifestyle. From lawn and garden, to patio living with Next Grill grills, camping and fishing essentials, auto care, spring apparel, small appliances, pet food, snacks, and more. Our employee owners are here to help you save throughout the store with our latest savings book now until May 11th. Only from the home of the $5 lifetime membership, Bi-Mart.
Coldwell Banker Northwoods Realty is locally owned and operated, and now with two locations on the South Hill in Bonners Ferry and downtown on Main Street to better serve the community. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home in 2021, think local. Call Coldwell Banker Northwoods Realty for a free market analysis today. 208-267-8575. Coldwell Banker Northwoods Realty on the South Hill in Bonners Ferry and downtown on Main Street. Coldwell Banker. That's the power of blue.
At Superrun Foods in Sandpoint, they say save time, shop online. It's so easy and convenient. Just go to superrunfoods.net and select your items. You can also view the weekly sale items, online specials, and more. Then set the time to pick up your groceries. Park in the spaces reserved for online shoppers, and your personal shopper will deliver your items to your car. It's that simple. And Superrun is now hiring. Great jobs starting at $12 an hour, with some positions starting at $14 an hour. Apply online at superrunfoods.net.
Hi, this is Darcy Smith from the Bonner County Fairgrounds. Grad night preparations are in place for the Sandpoint High School graduating class of 2021, but we need your help. Unfortunately, our traditional fundraising for this great event did not happen, but we can still make this a very memorable evening. You can help with monetary or prize donations. Contact me at the fairgrounds or by email at darcy.smith@bonnercountyid.gov. Help us make grad night memorable for this special class.
I'm Tiffany. I have some tips for you on how to quit smoking like I did. First, I did some reading about it. I found a lot of great advice on how to quit smoking and picked out the ways I thought would work best for me. I started by setting a quit date. Then I threw out my ashtrays, lighters, and matches. I did other things too, like exercising more, and it worked. But I'd still get cravings, especially on long car rides. To help me with that, I put a picture of my mother in my car. She died of lung cancer from smoking cigarettes when I was only 16. Now I have a 16-year-old daughter. That picture of my mother reminds me that I don't want to miss all the things my daughter is going to do in her life, including turning 17.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and CDC.
KSPT, KBFI, North Idaho's radio.
All right, we are back. Our last 10 minutes or so of Ricky's Top 10 here on North Idaho's radio. With Ricky, of course. I'm Bob Witte, and it is Cinco de Mayo. Happy Cinco de Mayo, everybody. Hope you're having a great day. It's nice outside,
isn't it?
And it's going to be really toasty tomorrow. It's just, this is a great time of year.
Tis.
And, get planting and ride your bike, play some golf.
Yeah.
Some Mother's Day weekend coming up. But today is Cinco de Mayo, and that's what we're doing for our top 10. And we are at your number five.
My number five is the food. As I mentioned before, I love Mexican food. It is, as I also mentioned before, our comfort food. It's what we were raised on. It's what you always made. It's what grandma made. In particular, I want to shout out Bob Witte's breakfast burritos are my favorite breakfast burrito ever. And he does nothing special. It's just everything about you just do it right. They're just perfect. So definitely one of my homesick things that if I'm ever just feeling like I need comfort food, I'll ask Bob Witte to make breakfast burritos. You also make an excellent enchilada, and I really appreciate that when I stopped eating meat, you perfected And I don't say that lightly. You perfected a potato enchilada. You know, changed your recipe of chicken or turkey enchiladas and made it just for me. And they are hands down my favorite enchilada.
Well, thanks.
Thank you.
It's not really potatoes, though, I'll have you know. Hmm. I'm just kidding. You ever heard of menudo?
No.
Just it was potatoes, which leads me right into my number four.
Great.
It's like we colluded on this, but we didn't. My number four, even though we've talked a lot about Mexican food already, is tortillas. I love
tortillas,
flour or corn or a mixture of both. And they're just so versatile. And you mentioned breakfast burritos, but one of my favorite Mexican-style breakfasts is you take corn tortillas and rip them up, you know, into little like 2 or 3 inch squares and throw them in your egg pan with just the butter and cook them on both sides just for a few minutes and then throw in your eggs on that. And I think it's kind of like my own lightweight version of chili killies type of thing. And I just, the flavor of the eggs, cheese, salsa, and corn tortillas is just like breakfast.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
Exactly.
It's good. So, I just love flour, corn tortillas. Like you said, I used to make them, but it's kind of a process if you're not making a bunch of them.
Yeah.
It's like a lot of work.
Yeah.
So I don't make them anymore.
My number four is, I just thought of somebody else. Oh, so my two of my favorite people in my life, longtime friends, also Mexican Americans, my friend Pablo Lopez down in Los Angeles. He was one of the first friends I made when I moved to LA, and we just hit it off, bosom buddies, a lot of late night shenanigans with that guy. He also taught me a lot about Mexican culture and made fun of my terrible accent a lot. And then, of course, Kylie Rodriguez. Mexican American. She is in Mexico right now.
She is?
She is. And just one of my all-time favorites. She's like my fourth sister. Just can't get her out of our lives. She's always around. We've been there for significant parts of our lives together, and she just is solid friend.
Is the happiest human being on earth, and that kid didn't have the easiest upbringing.
No.
That's putting it mildly, but she was always smiling, always laughing, still is to this day. She's now a first-time mom, and her got married, and
a
in fact got married in Mexico.
Yeah.
Her last name is Cropper now. She has her own haircutting business and is doing great.
Amazing.
So I'm glad you brought her up.
Thanks. What's your number?
My number three is back to Mexican food, is just beans and rice.
Yeah.
I don't know who invented beans and rice, but they together, they are the thing. And one of my favorite things to do, not to give Joel's another shameless plug, but like a Monday after having a Sunday night barbecue, I might have steak or tri-tip leftover, whatever, is I'll go to Joel's and for $2.25 just get a side of beans and rice and make my own burritos. Mm-hmm. It's so much easier to buy it from them, or jalapenos, or any of them will sell a side of beans and rice. And it's just great to throw in your leftover barbecue and then some cheese and some salsa, and you're good to go. So they just taste so great together and such a staple in the Mexican diet.
Mm-hmm.
So
beans and rice.
It's good stuff.
I love it. My number three is the artist Frida Kahlo. I mentioned her earlier, one of the most prolific surrealistic artists of all time. And she's a woman and Mexican. And just really, you know, when I discovered her as a teen, really inspirational to me of like, oh, look, you can be weird and you can be yourself and still be famous and have an impact on society. And she was a great inspiration to me.
Very good.
Thank you.
I thought you were going to say Jose Feliciano and Feliz Navidad. That song drives me crazy. I just want to say. So does Christmas music in general. So that was your number three?
That was my number three.
Some made-up Mexican person. Okay. My number two is songs about Mexico.
Mm.
One of my favorites is James Taylor's Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
I've never really been, but I'd sure like to go. It's just a great song. And Jimmy Buffett does a great live version of that. Jimmy Buffett, of course, has Margaritaville and Tampico Trauma and Manana. Mm-hmm. And let's see what else. Oh, John Prine also had a song called Mexican Home, which is a great, great John Prine song. Mm. Oh, it's about every song he wrote is great.
A good
one. Bob Dylan had a song called Romance in Durango. Huh. Which I know takes place in Durango, but there's a whole verse that's in Spanish. I don't know if you've ever even heard that.
I haven't.
Great song. And and Bruce Springsteen's Rosalita, one of his all-time classics, one of the great live songs of all time, singing about his girlfriend. So, yeah, songs about Mexico just kind of put you in a happy mood.
Yeah, Chris Isaak has a really good one, Baja or something. It's a really great song about Mexico.
Mexican music itself is just so playful and fun.
Yeah.
It's next time you hear some, think about this, though. It's very similar to German oompa music.
Oh, it really is. Think it's all very the same.
Yeah.
So that leads me to my number two is Mexican music.
For real?
For real. More focused on, because I know that there's great pop music and there's amazing classical music that comes out of Mexico, but my favorite is old school mariachi. Favorite music out of Mexico. My friend Pablo that I mentioned before, his mother's funeral was in this church in East LA, huge cathedral church. And his father was a professional mariachi in Mexico. So all of the old timers came in their like beautiful costumes. And there was probably like people just kept coming up out of the audience and playing along with the mariachi band in this church. And so it was just echoey and beautiful. And it was like one of the most moving musical performances I've ever seen live in my life. And since then, I've been a little bit obsessed with mariachi.
So do you like own any mariachi music?
No, but I don't really own a lot of music that isn't like Barbara Streisand's greatest hits.
Did she do any Mexican songs?
I don't think so.
La Cucaracha or the Mexican Jumping Bean?
I'll look into that.
Yeah, do that. we're down to my number one. And I know we already talked about tequila. And I could go, in fact, I will. I'm going to go out on a limb right now and say, I'm going to go the rest of my life without ever drinking tequila again. But I do love Mexican beer. Mm. I've got 12 Pacificos in the refrigerator right this very moment. But I know that your uncles, the McKelveys, love the Modelo for some reason. That's big on the Central Coast. Dos Equis is one of the original Mexican beers. They also make a lager now, too. Mm. Corona is absolutely a summertime staple.
It's
delicious, but I've given up on Coronas during the pandemic because I know I'm fully vaccinated, but there's still that like 4% chance. So I just don't want to tempt fate with the Corona. But Mexican beers, and of all days to enjoy it, it's a beautiful day today and it's Cinco de Mayo. Mm-hmm. So why El Nato?
Wow. I did see that, not to unfairly plug anyone, but IPA has a bunch of Mexican beer
specials.
Oh,
yeah, I did see that
as well.
Good. Thank you for mentioning that. And iCarts has a big night going on, too, tonight. So go to their website or just give them a call and find out what that's all about.
Sounds great. My number one is Mexican food. I don't know if I mentioned that I am obsessed. A lot of kids grew up, you know, poor kids grew up on like macaroni and cheese or grilled cheese sandwiches. We had beans and rice was our staple when, you know, you had nothing to make for us. And it was tortillas and beans and rice in every form possible. But I did want to shout out to Tacos de Mexico in Morro Bay. Hands down, my favorite burrito of all time, any Mexican food, my favorite is from Tacos Day in Morro Bay on the Central Coast of California.
I don't know what it is about. It's just a hole in the wall of Mexican food.
It's nothing.
The menu is practically identical to just about any Mexican place you've ever been. But, you know, they've even tried to duplicate it in other locations.
Yeah,
but
20
the other
miles
locations
away, it's not
are
as
not,
good.
Not as good. No. It's just that one. It's
the
like
one.
Their old grill or something.
Yeah.
And, their breakfast burrito, I could, whenever I'm there, I would eat it every single day.
The last time we were there, we were staying half a block away,
that
and I
dangerous.
Probably ate two meals a day at Tacos Day. It's so good. It's ridiculous. Yeah.
I'm glad you brought that up. You're probably wondering what is up with tomorrow's show, North Idaho Thursday.
What is up with tomorrow's show, North
Idaho
Thursday?
Oh, thank you for asking. We will have our weekly visit with Bonner General Health. And Erin Banal herself, the head media person, will be with us to give us an update on several things going on over at the BGH and what the specials are this month and stuff like that. We don't have
specials at BGH.
Yeah, the special clinics.
Oh, like events. Oh, sure.
And things like that.
Two transplants for the price of one.
We're having a heart surgery special this month. So even if you don't need it. No, I'm just kidding. So we'll be talking about the BGH tomorrow. Also, we'll have a representative from Farmers Market, which we already mentioned, and Jacob from Northern Grind, which is the new coffee place in the aforementioned Oak Street food court. So that's happening in North Idaho Thursday. But that's it for today for Ricky's Top 10. Thanks for doing
Thank
that.
Thank you. Gracias.
And Have a great rest of your Cinco de Mayo, everybody. Till tomorrow, I'm Bob Whitty, and we'll see you later.